You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. NASA is quite the pop culture darling these days. The agency was featured prominently in the recent hit movie The Martian, starring Matt Damon.
Look, I mean, I don't mean to sound arrogant or anything, but I am the greatest botanist on this planet.
There were those killer Pluto pictures before that. And this past week, the vast corners of the internet were abuzz with some really cool-looking space posters put out by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. 12 different posters in all advertise space travel to the tourists of the future. They are funny, they are whimsical, and they are insanely popular. Three of them were created by the Seattle-based design company Invisible Creature, and we're joined now by Don Clark. He's a graphic designer and the owner of that firm. Don, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Don, could you describe the three posters your company created for this series?
Sure. Yeah. The three posters are the Grand Tour, which became eventually the Voyager mission, and a few of the planets dropped out of the mission. But the Grand Tour, and then we created a poster for Mars, and then also for Enceladus, which was part of the Cassini mission for Saturn. And so it's those three posters, you know, very stylized, fun, whimsical takes on space travel.
It was hard to pick a favorite poster among these, but I tried. So right now I'm looking at the Mars poster. It says multiple tours are available. There's a lot of red in there. It has a retro look, a little bit trippy. What were you going for with that?
Well, we were commissioned by NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California. And so they actually gave us the themes, the planets, the concepts, what they'd like to see. And so for Mars, kind of the big idea there was that, you know, we wanted that nostalgic travel poster charm, but almost in a way where we're looking 500 years in the future.
What were the rules you were given? Or were you given any rules?
We were given rules. It was great because there was that whimsy and that science fiction quality that they wanted to it, but they also wanted it to be rooted in science as well, what they do at Jet Propulsion Laboratory. So with us, you know, we're not scientists, we're artists, and so we're always kind of thinking, you know, grandiose, and, you know, who cares if we ever would have to do it? It just looks beautiful, you know, in real life. So they were more like, okay, well, no, this is what we've done, this is what we can do, and this is what we prepare to do, or what we're planning to do. And so we want the art rooted in real science, but this is where we think we're going.
So these things are going like hotcakes. It's actually right now hard to buy a printed copy. Did you expect them to be this popular?
Absolutely not. We usually do runs of like 100 to 200 posters, you know, when we do our own things. And so we had no idea. This art is actually available for free on JPL's website, NASA Jet Propulsion's website. You can download the art for free and print your own copies. But we also have limited edition prints that are, I think, almost out of stock at this point, that are, you know, hand signed by the artist on nice paper that we sold. So yeah, we were not prepared for this at all. And it really does show that people are interested in NASA and, good art. So that was really exciting.
And it seems like NASA is really trying to rebrand itself as a very hip organization. Did you get that sense working with them?
A little bit. I think that, we worked with a really small team at JPL. And so I think that that is kind of what's happening, but that was never, that was never talked about. I had just watched The Martian, and Jet Propulsion Laboratory plays a large role in that film, and it's an exciting one. And so, yeah, the whole thing was exciting, and honestly, I hope it leads to more.
How did this all come about? How did you get this assignment?
Well, it's interesting. My friend works at JPL, and we used to play music together, and we would, in different bands, but we would come across each other on tour, and he had gotten a job at JPL and asked if we wanted to do it, which was quite amazing given our family history. My grandfather actually worked at NASA as an illustrator for over 30 years at the Ames Research Center, and actually illustrated the Pioneer plaque, the very first illustration to go into space. Should extraterrestrial life find the ship, it had a nude male and female illustration on there, also where Earth sits in the solar system. So it was really cool to get this project, have this thing kind of come full circle for our family.
Don, thank you so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. It was an honor.
Don Clark is the owner of Invisible Creature, a design firm based in Seattle.